How many of you guys have a copy of a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, not online? Okay, I apologize. I wish that there was something else. Were those pictures helpful?
Yeah.
Okay. Lamaisa, guys, the next few days, I mean, tomorrow we're going to start a new sugya, but we're just going to be in the Rishonim for a little bit. We're really going to be we're going to be all over Siman Tzadi Hei. So if you could possibly print, you know, a Shulchan Aruch with a Tzuras Hadaf and the Badi HaShulchans, it's going to be pretty Lamaisa. It's just not Kedai not to bring it home Lamaisa. I just want you guys to access yourself as best as possible to all of those Marim Mekaymes so you can follow and draw conclusions. And these will be things that are going to come up in the future that you're going to want to have on your fingertips. Okay, so Rabbi, so we left off in the last week we discussed the Rishonim in Nat Barnat Al Yidei Bishul, the Machlekes, the Rivan, and the other Rishonim, and that was the way we ended off last week. But we didn't really end off with a Psak Lemaisa. So I want to bring things home and focus on Shulchan Aruch. You know, in order to distinguish and to figure out how to paskin and really relate to just the Shiloh that just came in, halacha lemaisa. So if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, if you remember, just to rehash, we had a machlekes in the Gemara. The Gemara machlekes Rav and Shmuel Dagim Shalu Bakaira. You have a fish that are being that were cooked up in a kedera of basar. And now you want to put it into a kli, and then you want to add milk to that kli or milchiks to those dugim. So that is the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether or not that would be mutter. So we spent a long time understanding why possibly one could distinguish what is the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and where does that apply. So that was a major machlekes between the Ramban and Tosfos and. That we discussed last week that might relate to fundamentals between basar v'chalav on whether or not it has to work bidirectional, and that was the shiurim last week. We pointed out that there would be no heter to apply this to something that's aser, not bar not the isura would be something that's unacceptable according to all rishonim, and that's where we're holding right now. So then the last question that we rishonim bring up is whether or not there is a limitation to not bar not, because the Gemara brings up only alu, but the Gemara does not bring up dogim shenis bashlu. So what happens if you are going to use not bar not al yedei bishul means I'm going to cook it itself as well. Would that be a problem as well? So that was the chumra of the Rivan. That if it's not bar not al yidei bishul, so that is a much more chumer issue, and therefore you would not be able to rely on the heterim of not bar not. Okay, so now we have to see the Rishonim rejected that Ravon, and they say whatever the Gemara says was mutter is even inapplicable if Shmuel is right. So Shmuel would be right, even in a case al yedei bishul, and it wouldn't be if it was only in a situation where it was not bishul, it was only alu. So how do we paskin legabe this shayla? So if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, dogim shenis bashul nitzlu b'gedera shel basar, rechutzu yafa simen tzadihei, she'en shum shuman davar bo, you have a clean pot. Mutter lacham b'kutach. It's mutter to eat that fish with milk. Who did the Shulchan Aruch just paskin like, Rabosai? Unmute yourselves. He obviously just paskin like Shmuel. Mishum David Napar Nat, the Terevim, Lo Iser Rechutziofevim, Yesh Bamar Shalpiakder, Yoisim Echer Beshishim, Bedogim Asalechlim Bakutach. And this is all assuming, says the Mechaber, that the vessel was absolutely clean and there was nothing, there was just Tam and not Barnat that we're dealing with, and no Mamashis, no Shuman residue on the actual vessel. That's a big distinction, Rabosai. You have to distinguish to make sure that the items were clean. But Rabosai, there's another thing the Mechaber says. The Mechaber does not distinguish between whether it was Nisbashlu or Nitzlu. That is something that he's willing to be matir, which sounds like not only is he paskin like Shmuel, but he's paskining like the Rishonim, the Toisis, the Ramban, all the Rishonim that rejected the Rivan, and they don't make a chiluk between Bishul and non-Bishul for Naparnat. So all Nisinas Naparnat, according to the Sheet of the Mechaber, according to the Svardim, will be absolutely permissible, a massive cool. However, in Sif Beis, as we go on, okay, let's not focus on that so much. What did he say? But he said that you have an egg that was cooked in water, right? So therefore, he says once again, it's mutter even to put inside a chicken, right? But if it cooked with basar, so then that would be a problem. That would be an issue because there's a blia into the egg because you're cooking with mamushes of basar. Everybody with me, Rabbi Isai? Good. Oh, Evan, I forgot to take your question. Give me a second. Let me just finish. V'yesh machmirim. Listen up, Ashkenazim. V'yesh machmirim. Bitzliya ubishol. Lesser not barnat. And there are those that are machmir to aser, if it's al yedei tzli or bishul, it's not just alu, that we have to be machmir. Who's in the parentheses, Rabbi Isai? The Rivan. The Ramah is machmir for the Rivan. But listen carefully, Rabbi Isai. This is where it gets confusing. This is where people usually mess this up. Ve'aminig, says the Ramah, leso lechadchila, ubidieved mutter b'cholinyan. So says the Ramah, and even I, who am being machmir for the Rivan, I'm being machmir l'chadchila, but b'dieved, it's mutter b'cholinyan. What does that mean? How are you machmir for this l'chadchila, and b'dieved, it's mutter?
If you've already done it.
What does that mean, done it? Define your terms. Who I hate. Vague, but I like being specific.
He cooked the food in the meat already. He could put it with the cheese.
Whoa. Malik says you cooked the food with the meat already?
Not with me, with the meat pot.
You cooked the meat food with the meat pot, and now you can put it with the cheese. Everyone agrees with Malik?
I probably already done put it in the cheese.
Oh, David's saying you put it in the cheese. So define my terms over here, Rabbi Isai. This is big, big, massive Shiloh's in the house, Laz. Can I put the noodles in from the milchik pot with meatballs or not? Or is it only mutter, according to David Rubin, once the meatballs were placed on the pasta and you said, oh, whoops, I cooked this in a milchik pot?
But he said it's mutter b'chozot, so then there's no bitter.
Mutter b'di'evet. What does b'di'evet mean?
You just can't do it on purpose.
Whoa, you can't do it on purpose, Tzvi says. And according to the Mechaber, you're saying, Tzvi, for Sfaradim, you can do it on purpose. Did anyone look at the Beis Yosef that I said last night? I sent you a Beis Yosef, a machloikis between the smack and the Sefer HaTruma. Listen carefully, Rabbi Isai. Pay attention, because this is key. And I'm making a big show, and I'm announcing this because I want you to get this clear, because a lot of people confuse this. And you'll see in a second why, because as the Ramah continues, it gets a little bit more confusing. So if you don't understand, stop me, okay? This is key. I want to quote, I couldn't have played this out better. We started off with Malik. Malik said that b'di'evet, once it's cooked, it's mutter. We went to David Rubin. David Rubin said, no, b'di'evet means once it's mixed with the opposite food. And then Tzvi says, no, it just meant that you can't do it l'chadchila. Moreover, Aboisai here, listen carefully. V'haminag lesor lechadchila. Okay, I don't have the Beis Yosef in front of me. You'll look at the Beis Yosef afterwards in all the free time that you have. So listen to the Shach in Sif Kotten Gimel. V'haminag lesor lechadchila. The Shach says, lechol bekutoch. Ubidievet mutter im noson bekutoch. Who wins, Rabbi Isai? David Rubin. David, you can't say you won. The minig, right? Lesser bekutach. You can be the evidence. If you already mixed it with the milk thing, it's mutter. You figured out that you goofed and you used the milchik pot, the fleshik pot with the spaghetti after it was already mixed with the Parmesan cheese, with the cheddar cheese. But Kaplan Tzvi, listen up. Say, listen to the Shach. Aba levashlon lechadchila b'kneir shel basar kidei lechlon bekutoch osur afilu lamechaber kein kosav asmak. Rabbi Isai, the Shach changes everything. Svarim, who's Svarti here other than Malik? Svarim were smiling a second ago. They were saying, not by now, this is a joke. It's all mutter. We pass like the Ramban, like Tysus against the Rivan. Not so fast, Yosef. The Shach quotes the smack that holds to set up not by now lechadchila. You have a choice now. You're going to your cabinets. You want to know which pot should I choose to cook up my pot of noodles? Or I want to cook a pot of egg. But I know down the road, eventually, I'm going to put some cheese on top of this. Or I'm going to sprinkle some cheese on top of this to use a fleshik pot, even according to Svardim. No, that's lechadchila being miyatzer naparna, to create a matzah naparna. That no one is maskim to, says the Shach, the way we paskin in that machleik is the smack and the sefer etchum. Now we get to a machloikis. The Shulchan Aruch opens up. Okay, I already did it. I'm not setting up. I'm not asking a Shiloh which pot should I use. Because if I call the Rav and I ask him which pot should I use initially, whether I'm Sephardi or Ashkenazi, the Rav's going to say the same answer. Don't set up not Barna. Yeah, Yosef.
Where does the Shulchan Aruch say that?
He doesn't.
So where's he?
The Shach got it from the Beis Yosef. The Shach learns even when we night seder during Corona. He looks at the WhatsApp group even when we're not in the morning. So you see the Beis Yosef. So that's the machleik is the smack in the sefer etchum. The Shach understood that it's pashut that the whole setup of the mechaber. What? Yeah, the Beis Yosef
said that inside.
Yeah, he quotes this smack. So the Shach says, the way you approach this whole sugya is that if it happened, but if you're calling the Rav, look at the Lashon of the beginning of the Mechaber. Dogim Shen is Bashlu. What happened? It's post facto. The dogim were already cooked in the pot. If you're calling about which kind, that's a new sugya, that's a new sif in Shulchan Aruch. You can't set up not bar not, but once there is not bar not, says the Mechaber, once you're already post the bishul stage, even though you didn't mix it with the opposite food yet, says the Shach, that's where the Mechaber is willing to be mekel. That's where the Svardim and the Ashkenazim part. What?
I think Rav Avadya is mekel even the chachila to set up not bar not. That's okay. How he reads the Shach.
Okay, fine. But we're going to go with the Shach and Taz over here. So there are Rishayin in there. Yeah. Shalom Aleichem, John. Great to have you. But what John's saying is that the Rav Avadya apparently paskins like the other opinion in the Beis Yosef. But the Pashas is to set up that would be something that even Svardim, there's many poskim, and the Pashas in Shulchan Aruch is to be machmer on that. The whole setup of our machlokes, says the Ramah, is even after the pyre of Dover is cooked. And now you want to know, can I mix it with the other food? On that, the Mechaber says, Heter Gomer. On that, the Ramah says, It's usher to mix. When is the Ramah Moide? Because fundamentally, Rabbi Sayyid Paskins like Shmuel, not Barnat is mutter. It's mutter b'dieved da'ainu what? The food was already mixed. Now you ask the Rav, do I have to throw out the food? Ah, on that, we're not going to be machmir, and we're going to tell you once the food, the cheese was mixed with the noodles, even though it was cooked in a fleshik pot, you don't have to throw out the noodles, even according to Ashkenaz. That is the basic fundamental setup of the machloikis. Good, Rabbi say so far, before we start complicating things. Because this is not the end of the story of all the shadows. So now I ask you, but last week, Mal gave a question. But last week, we quoted the Rosh. That some Rishonim make a difference between what? Even though I'm not going to be Mekabel and all the Rayas of the Rivon are not correct. In the world of what, Rabbi Isai?
Bishul.
In the world of Bishul. But what happens in the world of Sli, where there's no intermediary of Mayim, where there's no weakening of going from the pot to the water to the item? Perhaps one could say, I'm not going to accept the Rivan in Bishul, but I'll accept the Chumrah in Sli. And Sli is much worse than Bishul. Everyone understand what I just asked? What I just asked is, what's the din when it comes to a what? A frying pan. A fleshik frying pan. And I want to use it for what? For milchiks. Or what's the din if I cook pancakes, milchik pancakes, in a fleshik frying pan, guys? What's the halacha?
Is that if you cook milchiks or that you cook pariv and then use it with cheese?
Oh, good, good, good. So if I cook pariv, so then what? I'm dealing with not bar not. So now what's the halacha? So let's go slow. Yeah, Evan.
But according to the Pashat of the Ramah, it doesn't seem like he's mechalik between Bishul and Sli.
100%.
So why are we being mechalik?
100% correct. From the Mechaber and the Ramah of what we just read, there is no chilik, and all I have right now is a rush, but it sounds like from the Mechaber and the Ramah, it doesn't even sound like, I'm telling you, Evan is right. From the Mechaber and the Ramah, whatever you say by Bishul, you're going to say by Tzli.
Yeah, by the next one, yeah.
And according to the Mechaber, whatever you say by Bishul, whatever you say by Tzli. But I have a shach. The shach in Sif Katan. Dalid on the Ramah saying, Vaminig Lesser Lechadchila, Ubidievet Mutter Bechol Inyan. The Ramah that says, when is it Mutter? When is it Usser? It's Usser Lechadchila, which means what, Rabbi Isai? Usser Lechadchila means what? Means if before I mixed it in with the opposite food, I realized, so I should be Machmer Lechadchila not to eat it with the opposite mixture, don't pour the cheese on, right? But be the evidence, if I poured the cheese on, the Ramah is willing to be mako, that we don't have to go and throw out the food. On that, the Shach says, Umar Shal be'isir ve'eter sham be'sifro be'per kol ha'boser sim chasaf samal gimel oiser afilu be the evidence benitzlu midino. Look what the Shach brings down from the Marshal. By Tzli, where it's straight up, it's not even Bishul, then what? Throw the food out. Tzli is worse. Tzli is much more chomer.
And then what would be the din by the pan there? If we're saying throw the food out, can you salvage the pan?
No, so that according to them, the same thing would be in terms of the pan. The pan would need to be kosher. And if the pan can't be kosher, and if the pan can't be, what?
The pan only had parv.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Meaning unless you had mamish, yeah. Right. If you only had parv, then you don't have a shiloh. But if you cook both of them, so then that's
What if I had Parv and then I put it?
Oh, what about before we get to, look, we have to talk Malik. We have to contrast it to the Shiloh that I was just sent. So we'll get back to the Shiloh that I was just sent.
Good opinion,
pancakes, which is okay. Not or not. Yeah.
Whose sheet is this?
Whose sheet is this? The Shach.
Shach.
Yeah, David.
Wait, Tums. If we have the pancakes on like Parv pancakes
that Parv are pancakes or a Parv egg.
Right, that's Sli, and then you could put it with dairy after, it should be Osir.
According to the Shach, according to what Evan pointed out, according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, it should be Mutter.
Right, with the Shach hold its Osir Vana?
That L'chaira should be totally on the machloikes, the get back to the Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Prima Gaudim, if you could have Isser Anah by Belias. Mom is going all the way back. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Which, by the way, keeps in mind, if let's say you have a situation where in any nap or not, where you're assering, would it be Asr Bar Anah? Would depend on all of that shmooze about Basar V'chol Ablis. Yeah, Yosef.
Is the Shach saying that this is what the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch hold, or this is his own Shita?
No, he's arguing. Yeah, he's arguing. Yeah. That's really, what Yosef just pointed out is a very important point, because Rabosai, this really comes up La'alocha, and I'm not telling you, I think a lot of, there are different approaches of Rabbonim in terms of this Shiloh. Whether or not, because I'll tell you why. Because even if you want to be machmir like the Shach by the food, but sometimes if you're going to say that, you know, if it's going to be a major hefsid, for sure, against the Mechaber and the Ramah, many will be makel about this, and some have the practice to be machmir about this. But I want to contrast that to what I just sent to you guys in the Shiloh that I just sent to you guys before we go vayt. In the Shiloh that I just sent to you guys, Rabosai, it's not the same. Because let's say you have a fleishik ben yomo kadeira of basar, okay? And you cooked pancakes that have milchik ingredient, milchik pancakes, inside that pot. That's not nap or not. That's potentially basar v'chalav itself. Okay, whether it's asar ba'anah or not, will totally be totally on whether or not you have basar v'chalav by blius. But over there, Rabbi Say, you have a problem, and your problem is very major, Rabbi Say. Why are your fire bomb very major? Because you have a problem with that vessel. You have an Isser, you have a Kli that's now Usser. Is everyone with me? Because you have Basar V'cholov that just cooked through the Tam Basar and the Kli and the pancakes to now be Basar V'cholov. Now practically, okay, it's not a big deal, so I'll just do Hagolah. Can I do Hagolah over here, Rabbi Say? Can I put it in a pot? Can I put it in a mikvah?
Yeah, why not? Boil it.
Why am I allowed to boil it?
The pancakes are liquid. You don't need to do leaven.
But the pancakes eventually is the pancake considered liquid?
Why not?
Because eventually it's going to be frying on its own. Without a liquid medium. The liquid becomes a solid.
So it doesn't just have a status of liquid?
I don't think so. Liquid usually means al yadeya liquid power of medium, then you have the bleus. Same thing with an egg. Like frying egg. Right? That's direct sleep.
No? Apply to pancakes then.
Same thing with Lachara should apply to pancakes.
Which is to blowtorch the pan.
So So now you have a problem. We're putting a self-cleaning oven, and some of these pans are going to be destroyed. This is the problem with pans, Rabosai. If you're not careful with pans, you're not always able to do libel. So we need to learn the halachos of hagala and kashering over here, that there might have been a suggestion to be Mekel over here based on a Chassam Sofer, but that's a little bit out of our Limud, because the original Bliya was Al Yidei Eino Ben Yomo. But just to understand how severe this is it's very, very serious. Okay, but let's bring things back into our sugya. Let's bring it back to Pariv, which is automatically going to be a Shiloh of Not Bar Not. Okay? Differing it from the Shiloh that we got, that would be direct Basar V'chol. Good. So I'm happy we're all good. But most commonly, Rabbi Yisai, the Shiloh that you're going to get is not going to be exactly this scenario. Why? Because what? What's going to change in all of the scenarios, Rabbi Yisai, in the most common Shiloh? What?
Eino Ben Yomo.
Yes. Exactly. Excellent. One of the Kalim, L'chaira, are going to be Eino Ben Yomo. And we hold, Rabbi Yisai mentioned in the past, we hold Stam Kalim are Eino Ben Yomo. And you could assume, when you're not 100% sure, that a Kli is usually an Eino Ben Yomo Kli. It probably wasn't used, unless you know for sure that it was used in the last 24 hours. So how is that going to change things, L'halach? What do you mean? We learned the Sugya of Nice Town of Gamra, Rabbi Yisai, Eino Ben Yomo. That makes things gevaldic, at least in a B'di'evid Matzah. Once it's Eino Ben Yomo, so there's not going to be a Bliya, it's just a Gzera. The din of Eino Ben Yomo, the Gemara of Edizara tells us, is only a din of Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo. So L'chaira, that should have a major effect on his scenario. So now we're going to go weiter in the Ramah. Listen carefully. So the Ramah says, Uvibidyevit Mutter B'chol Inyan, Vidafka Lechol. Their other kids are using? Yeah. Vidafka. So before I get to Eino Ben Yomo, Rabbi say, what does the Ramah tell you another heter? I cooked up pariv in a pot, a fleshik pot. And now I want to know, according to the Ramah, who's machber by napar, not al yidei bishul lechatchila, I can't put it, what, with cheese. Can I put it in a milchik dish? That the Ramah says is mutter. V'davka lechol im ha'hafuch, to eat with the opposite food, but to put it in the vessel is mutter. Not bar not bekelim is mutter. Now I'm going to put a little bit of an exception to this. The Shach says, with the exception if you pour it onto the other kli. If you pour it onto the other kli, like we've learned in the past, that pouring has more of a blia than not pouring, than just placing, and that would be a din of iroi. So therefore, machmir lechatchila not to pour it into another milchik. But if you're not pouring, you're just taking it from one and putting it like normally into the other, then that would be mutter, even if it's the type of vessel it's going to be with a milchik vessel. Milchik vessel over here, eating it with a milchik plate or eating with a milchik bowl is not going to be the same as putting it with milk itself. So lemaisa, if I had pariv noodles that I cooked up in a fleshik pot, I realized it. I remember the Ramah, and I tell myself I'm not going to put cheese on top of these noodles. However, I can take these noodles out, scoop them out of the pot, and then plop them onto a milchik bowl, and I don't have to be makbid to make sure to have a fleshik or pariv bowl. That's beferish in the Ramah. Yishma. Obviously, Rabbi Yisai Gol Shekain, if what happened? I never cooked in a fleshik pot. But what did I do, Rabbi Yisai? I took hot parif. I took a hot piece of fish. I put it in a fleshik pot. And now I want to use what? I want to put it into a fleet. I want to now put milchiks on it. What's the din, Rabbi Yisai? I took a hot piece of fish, put it into a fleshik dish, and now I want to spread some milchik sauce on top of the fish or the noodles.
Mutter,
why?
That's the case.
What happened to the refund? What happened
to the refund? That's the case
of the Gemara. That's the case of the Gemara. No one could disagree with that. That's exactly what Yosef's saying. That the Ramah can't disagree with. That's the case, even according to the Ramah, that we pass like Shmuel. So the answer to our original question, everybody said, do we pass like Shmuel? Avad, do we pass like Shmuel? Not by not that Terah is mutter. The Shaila is, where do you apply not by not that Terah? Is it even extended? Is Vashalu, or is it in only when it started off in a Pleshik Pad? It was Alu Bekaira Shobas. So therefore, the Ramah has to say, has to concede that when it's Rak Alu Bekli Shobas and Mutalach Lanachod, you can even sprinkle cheese onto those pair of noodles. Good? Avi, you with me? Avi, yeah? Judah.
According to the third case of the Ramah, why are we saying that the piece of fish is necessary?
It was put into the pot?
Like it was just placed onto the meat.
Yeah, never cooked.
So why are we saying that? If you're saying it's never cooked, why are we saying that it's hot?
Because if it's hot, it's pashut. We never have blias by cold. Then there's no chiddush.
So how could it be hot but not cooked?
Even Rashi always had to say the dog was sizzling.
So in this case, we're saying the fish was cooked?
The fish was cooked in a parf pot.
And then taken out and put on a plate.
Taken out, placed in a fleshik pot. And now I want to put it into a, I want to eat it with milk.
Okay.
So that's mutter.
Rebbe, do we wait for Tom?
Do you wait for Tom? Meaning like this case of fish?
Yeah, if I cooked a fish meat pot with no actual meat, would you wait for that?
No. You're even allowed, b'dieved, you're even allowed to eat it with milk. Yeah. Is a shach that writes beferish like this in Simon Sadi Aleph. Like what you just asked. Yeah. Yosef.
I mean, if you cook it in a meat pot and then you take it out and it gets cold, you're still not allowed to put dairy on it, correct?
Correct. That's according to Ashkenazim.
Even though it's cold.
Yeah. So now, Rabbi Sai, this is where it gets classic. Listen carefully. And it's not clear. Big shiloh is about to happen. The chain, everyone with me who has it? The third line of the Ramah on page Pei Aleph in my sif, but I don't know what type of shulchan aruch you're holding, so that's irrelevant. The chain, im hoya aklishin is bashlu o nitzlu bo lifgam. Shelo hoya ben yomo. No again heter lechatchila lechon imamin hasheni. Rabbi Isai, and if the pot that it was cooked with, the fleshik pot that caused all the problems to begin with, was anyways an eno ben yomo kli, so then says the Ramah, so then, it's mutter lechatchila. What is mutter lechatchila? Who lechatchila? Why lechatchila? How lechatchila? I just had a massive debate between Malik, Rubin, Kaplan. We don't even know what lechatchila means. And now you're telling me what? That what? This is mutter lechatchila? So all I know, Rabbi Isai, is it's better than what we started off with in the Rambam. Because there's something lacking over here, because it's an Eino Ben Yomo. So the Shaila is, what is now better? What am I allowed to do now in a case of Eino Ben Yomo? Any votes, Rabbi Isai?
Sounds like case of... It's hard to say Shmuel, but it's coming right after that. It's hard to say that would be more mutter because Shmuel itself is mutter.
David, I'm a balabas. I don't know Shmuel. I don't know what you're talking about. Tell me what I'm allowed to do.
So I was saying, since it comes in the remote right after the case where you, if you just happen to have cooked, right, if you put hot fish in the pot then, and then put it into dairy, Caleb, so it wouldn't seem like it would be a problem.
What wouldn't be a problem?
No, so I'm saying, so that's mutter, and then this is coming right after that, so it sounds like, so then for sure, if that's the case, it's not an issue.
But what's mutter? Rabbi,
I think you'd agree with the Shulchan Aruch.
It's the same thing as before.
What?
To eat it. You'd agree with the Shulchan Aruch that if it's an Eino Ben Yomo, then if you cooked it already, you can eat it with dairy.
So I can even...
You cannot already, make a situation not bar not.
Okay, good.
But you can eat it with the dairy.
So Yosef's saying, Rabbi, guys, everyone like what Yosef said? The Ramah is coming back, is peeling back, he's retreating a little bit. and he's going to be maskim to the Shulchan Aruch in such a situation, we're not going to have the Chumrah of the Rivan. Everyone agree to what Yosef just said? What Yosef just said is the psak of the Chai Adam. I remember when we learned this years ago in Rosh Chodesh Shir, the place was going nuts. We were like arguing what the Pshat in the Ramah is, this issue, and how what was Rosh Chodesh psak. I remember it was mamish. We went hours afterwards into the afternoon to get the exact psak of whether or not this is such an important shaila. Rabbi said, what Yosef just paskin is a psak of the Chai Adam, the Chochmas Adam. That the Ramah here peels back, and therefore he says you can mix it with milk. Anyone have an alternative shot?
You can pick the pot. You can pick the meat pot.
Oh! Malik says if you're dealing with an Eino Ben Yoma over here, perhaps we don't have to be machmir like Yosef, but I can even use a fleshik pot to begin with. Maybe I can even go further back than the Mechaber.
How can he, where do you find room to say that? He doesn't...
Oh, where do you find room to say that? Look at the Vilna Gaon in Bir Agro in Sifkot and Yud. Zok the Halig in Bir Agro. I'm reading to you, Rabbi Zayn. Tell me what you think. On this psak, the Chayin Imoyak Klish and his Bashal and Itzlo Vav Shaloya Ben Yomo. He's commenting on the psak of the Ramah that things change up when the Kli is not a Ben Yomo. Zok the Gro. What's the Vilna Gaon saying over here? There is no concept of what? Of an Eino Ben Yomo. What's the usual halacha of using a fleshik pot, Rabbi Isai? We're making a gzera of what? Why aren't I allowed to use a fleshik pot lechad chila? Why do I have to kasher my fleshik pot, Rabbi Isai? Because of what? Because of Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo. But says the Ramah, says the Gra over here, or even the food itself, is everyone agrees b'diev that is what? Is mutter medina? So they never introduced the gzera of what? Of Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo. If they never introduced the gzera of Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo in a case of Napar Not, because Napar Not fundamentally is what? Is mutter, it's only in Isser L'chadchila to be machmir for, so then they're not going to institute a gzera, so then what will that allow me, Rabbi Isai? That will allow me to even cook up with the opposite pot, lechadchila. And that is the machlekes between the Chochmas Adam and the Gra on an Eino Ben Yomo, not bar not, to cook lechadchila with the opposite food. No one will aser once the pariv is cooked. Everyone has to agree to that because the Ramah was makel for sure by something. So that's what you have to remember. The question, and that's going to happen often. So you can put it with milchix after the parv is cooked, even though you didn't mix it in yet. However, whether or not I initially can use the opposite pot will be a machlekes, the Chochmas Adam, and the Vilna Gaon. And Rav Belsky in an article, Beferish, was machmer like the Chochmas Adam. The Minhag HaOlam is like the Chaye Adam. However, b'shas adchak, when you speak to a Rav, there might be certain situations that you can be make like the Gra if need be. So Rabbi Isai, that is, yeah.
Can you say the Chayadim again?
The Chayadim is saying that when the Ramah was makel, that when the case of the Fleshik Kli was Eino Ben Yomo, that's only to allow you once the pariv was already cooked, that now you're going to be allowed to mix the cheese on the pariv noodles. But he never was matter you to initially walk into your kitchen and say, let me take a pariv Eino Ben Yomo fleshik pot, cook a pariv initially, and create a matzav of not bar not lechadchila, because that even the mechaber was machmir for. Rabbi Isai, in Lumdis, if a person wanted to classify this in Lumdis, perhaps the Chayadim and the Gra are arguing whether or not this din of not bar not being asa lechadchila, do we actually treat it like Isser? Or do we say, no, it's a din on the gavra, but therefore it should never, it's not even actually treated like mamish tam, and therefore there would never be a gzera of eno ben yomo, atu ben yomo. That's going to have implications whether or not you would say that the gzera of eno ben yomo will apply over here, which going to affect whether or not I can initially use an eno ben yomo kli to create the not bar not. If you understand not bar not as on a level of lichat chila to be, no, that's mamish tam, so then I can foresee a gzera also over here, like the Chochmas Adam said. However, if you understand that, no, it's just an isser, it's just an hug on the God, we want to play safe. But fundamentally, there's nothing over here, and we can't extend it to say that the gzera of eno ben yomo should apply to this case of not bar not, because it's all heter gomer. In terms of the chefta of macholos asuris, there's nothing going on over here since it's not bar not. So then that's where the gra is coming from, so that you would never envision a gzera of eno ben yomo, atu ben yomo in this case. Yeah. Yosef.
What is the Shulchan Aruch Shita with an eno ben yomo?
Shulchan Aruch Shita with an eno ben yomo, you're saying in terms of the smak and the sefer atruma, the shach before, whether or not a person has to be machmir lichat chila. I don't know. If the Chochmas Adam was only in the Rama or the Mechaber, I don't see any difference. Again, I would make, it's a better argument to say like the Gra, because even by a ben yomo, you have some shitas that were makel according to the Mechaber. Right. But whether or not definitively the psak of the Chaya Adam was only in the Rama, I'm not 100% sure. Can you initially make nap or not?
Meaning according to the
Shulchan, according to the Svar that I just said, that according to the Chachmas Adam, there really is tam over here. Yeah, you don't find, right. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Meaning why would he wouldn't be, he should be more Mako, because Zeno Ben Yomo.
Right, but the question
we're assuming that he's talking about a Ben Yomo.
We assume La Halacha that the Shulchan Aruch is masking not to make initially not bar not. So it's an open question what he would say on that question when it comes to Zeno Ben Yomo. You're right. It's better because you have certain shitas that are being Mako even by a Ben Yomo. But once you assume like that Chomer version, so the question is, what's your bottom line? In terms of the Mechaber Shita, is it different than the Rama? Not necessarily. Yeah, Evan.
I'm just a little confused. If we say no same tam with gam, then what's the problem with lichatchila going over to your shelf and taking a pot off if you're cooking it with a pot of food to be
eaten? Evan, you trafed up your pot, right?
Yeah.
Your mamish have trafed in the pot, okay?
Yeah.
24 hours later. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know, can I use this pot? What's the halacha?
No, you cannot.
Why?
Not by now, it doesn't apply to Yisurim.
Oh, no. I want to know, but it's no same time of God. It's 24 hours.
Okay.
The answer is they made a gzera. You're not allowed to use pots after 24 hours. Gzera ino ben yomo, atu ben yomo. You can't just wait 24 hours after you treif up a plea. So now I want to know, how does that apply to not by now?
Even if the pot was kosher in the first place?
Yes.
Is it even practical for not bar not
outside of Isser?
It's not really practical to have Isser with not bar not, because once you put Isser in, then it's an Usser.
Well, that's what we discussed last week. You're never going to have not bar not by Isser.
Right, it can't exist.
It's not bar not to Hetera, not bar not to Isser. Right.
It's just, you couldn't make a situation.
I mean, you could create a situation. You have Isser in a pot, and then that pot goes Isser to the pot, and then the pot to the fish. But the pot sack is that's also
Isser to the. What, so they, can you say that again?
Isser cooked in a pot.
Yeah.
Now I use the pot for parv.
That's
not bar not Isser.
Did you say before that's not bar not?
That's
it. We ask that with the shaifa.
Because it's not bar not d'isur. No. I'm using the pot for something else.
But didn't we say with the shaifa that was our whole kasha with the shaifa?
The shaifa, you're cooking it at the same time. I have isur that was nivla and was swallowed, absorbed into a wall of a pot. Now I use that pot. The isur's gone. The shaifa's gone. The isur's gone. Now I use that pot for parith. So that's right. Not Barnat, the Yisura. That's Asur.
Didn't we say that? Didn't we ask last week that that wasn't not Barnat? Like, we, that was our question on Rav. That's why we had, the Acherim had to reread that whole
thing. That's because they were cooking together. You're using a pot in a middle stage. The Isser rested in the walls of the pot. Now you're using the pot again for something else. That's not Barnat, the Yisura. We paska not Barnat, the Yisura is Asur. But that would be a case of not Barnat, the Yisura. All right, everybody say everyone with me? Yeah? So that's in terms of the psak l'alacha and the real alacha l'maisa in terms of all of these shilas. Then the Ramah continues. Let's just finish the Ramah. B'chol zeh, this is all assuming k'shamay choleinu davar charif. When you're not talking about a davar charif, let's assume to be an onion right now. Avon hoya davar charif, but if you're cooking an onion, don't shabish l'dvarim charifim b'kli shabasar afilu einu ben yomo, or you put something that has pressure like a knife in a fleshic knife and you're cutting the onion, throw the dish out. Rabbi, this is what puts a stoppage on all of our kulas. We didn't learn the sugya of Davar Charif fully, but we'll see if we have time. I don't know when we're going to get to Rabbi Isai, if we continue next month. But this is where you see, Rabbi Yisai, the heterim of not Barnat, and the heterim of not only not Barnat, but not Barnat and Eino Ben Yomo is not going to apply to a Davar Charif. So if you're cooking up onions in that, or even if you're just cutting, right, without heat, that's going to affect all of your classic conclusions that you would say, oh, it's just a flashic knife. It's only equipment. And therefore, you should really have that term of not Barnat, or if it's an Eino Ben Yomo, you should be Mako, like the Ramah just said. Comes along the Ramah and he says, no, Davar Charif is not so fast, might be a serious Isser. If you actually look at the Pisgei Tshuva and Sifkat and Dalid, the Pisgei Tshuva has a discussion whether or not Davar Charif will be an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbana. Okay? So Rabbi Yisai, that is in terms of Davar Charif and Bidiyevid it Aserim. Okay? Unless you're going to have Shishim. Fine. However, Rabbi Yisai, there is one Shach that I quoted from Simin Sadi Dalid. And this is very important, Rabbi Yisai, because this relates back to the question that the woman asked me. What happens if you have the following, Rabbi Yisai? You have, if you turn to Simon Sadi, for those of you that have it, there's a long, monstrous shach that has a major kula. I remember a chef who used to love to quote this shach. And this creates a tremendous kula. What happens if I'm dealing with a fleshic pot and I'm cooking? I'm dealing with this case of the woman, if I remember correctly. Let's remove the onions out of it because the onions make it a little more complicated and we have to know a little bit more about the Vercharef in order to know how to analyze the onions. But let's talk about a parav dish. You're making a chvei soup, okay? You're making parav soup inside a parav pot, okay? And then I stick a milchik ben yomo spoon into that pot. So now my question is, this woman asked me on the Shaila, does now my parav pot now become milchik? Because if you're machmir for nap or not, al yidei bishul rabosai, so potentially maybe my parav pot is no longer parav. So that's what I'd like you guys to think about. Look at the mechaber and the ramah at the end of the Maror Mekoymes earlier, and then look at the shach over there and see if you could all text me, or as you say, PM me, an answer to that shaila of what the status of that pot will be. Rabbi Yisai, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow I'll send you guys the Maror Mekoymes. Again, back to the same sugya, but the next step of not bar not will be a distinct picture and the